Hey, glad you're here. It is Wednesday, March the 6th. Here's what we're working on for you this morning. Five Canadians, they were killed in a fiery small plane crash in Nashville on Monday.
And Apple has released its first short film, all shot on an iPhone.
Get on in here. Another warm day yesterday. Was it record-breaking yesterday,
Brian? It was
Brian?
A record-breaking again yesterday.
Yeah. Very warm this morning, and the birds were singing this morning.
The birds, yeah, exactly.
Did you notice that coming in?
I did not hear that.
Oh, outside of our parking lot.
Oh.
It was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get here way before Annette does, so I'm here in the wee hours. She rides when she wants to.
I just showed up 10 minutes ago.
She's just lollygagging.
My helicopter flew in. Yeah, here I am.
That's right. Yeah, the birds are singing this morning. Because, yeah, we got to 18.8 yesterday, and the old record was 17.8. So right. We broke it by a full degree yesterday. Today is going to be a lot cooler. Oh, yeah. I mean, our temperature right now is 7 degrees. We do have some light drizzle, and we're going to climb to 6. Well, that's the forecast high for the day. That's where the temperature is going to sit throughout the day, right about 6 degrees. So we could fall a little bit more as we continue towards sunrise this morning. There's some light drizzle around. Be careful. Roads are a little bit on the greasy side, a little wet. I mean, it's not like raining, anything like that. It's just some really light drizzle, almost a mist in the atmosphere. But it's just going to be a fairly cloudy day. We will see some sunshine tomorrow, and the temperature will recover a little bit. But right now, we're sitting at 7 degrees. Okay, let's look at this camera. This is our exclusive camera. Yeah, I know that Laura, my director, is talking to me, telling me the camera's not there. I've been trying to find the accident. We have a collision on the Red Hill Creek camera. I'm sorry. You're talking to me, Laura, and I can't hear you. So what we have is a collision on the Red Hill Valley Parkway coming down to the QEW. Our cameras there, for some reason, are not working. If we go to some MTO traffic cameras, here's the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge, and then we'll flip ahead to Appleby Line. As you can see, Toronto bound coming towards us. All right, that's a quick check on traffic. We'll give you details, weather and traffic coming up right now, the news.
Okay, thanks, Brian. We should mention that the Simone Gavros is on her way to that crash and is going to be following that for us this morning to give us an update on that. We start this morning, though, with five Canadians who have died, including two adults, three children, after a small plane crash along a highway in Tennessee. This happened on Monday night. So it was first seen in the Milton area on Monday afternoon. This according to FlightAware's tracking data, and then made stops along the way in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Mount Sterling, Kentucky, before ultimately crashing in Tennessee. Now, investigators say the pilot did radio air traffic controllers that his engine had shut down. Officials on both sides of the border, they continue to investigate to determine the identity of everyone on board. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board, it is expected in about 10 days.
The driver of a school bus that rolled near Woodstock has been charged. There were about 40 children on board when the bus flipped onto its side around 8 yesterday morning. Although one child was airlifted to hospital, none of the injuries turned out to be serious. Five children in all suffered minor injuries. The 34-year-old driver, who is from Oxford County, has been charged with careless driving, causing bodily harm.
A 30-year-old school bus driver in Niagara has been charged with impaired driving after a crash yesterday afternoon. So that bus ran into a garbage truck. No students were on board. That's the second school bus driver to face impaired driving charges in Niagara this year. In January, a 77-year-old driver was charged after a hit-and-run crash in Welland. There were four kids on board that bus.
The Ontario government has reached a tentative contract deal with the province's Catholic teachers after 18 months of talks.
Last night and early into the morning, we reached a tentative central agreement with OECTA, the Catholic Teachers Union. If ratified, it will ensure that there will be no province-wide job action or strikes by teachers in all English language French publicly funded schools for the next 3 years.
That's Education Minister Stephen Lecce. The deal for the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association is similar to those agreed to with the other major teachers' unions. It sends outstanding matters like salary to binding arbitration. This is the last of the major teachers' unions to reach a deal.
Thousands of students from Brant, Hamilton, and Niagara could be facing suspensions because their immunization records are out of date. After a pause during COVID, Hamilton Public Health says they'll start enforcing student immunization rules this year, starting with high school students. Now, in January, just over 13,000 students were notified that they could be suspended if their records are not updated. Niagara has also sent out over 3,000 notices. Brant County already suspended 272 high school students in February, but only seven still stand. 940 elementary students, meanwhile, are set to be suspended starting on March 26th. Local officials say that an issue they often have is that many just don't report that they have already been vaccinated. In Hamilton, there will be catch-up vaccination clinics all week at 110 King Street West.
A man's been charged after a stabbing in central Hamilton. It happened around 8:30 last night after somebody called police saying that someone had been stabbed several times after an argument between neighbors on Napier Street. It didn't turn out to be that serious. A 26-year-old Hamilton man was later assessed and released from hospital. A 31-year-old man is facing a charge of assault with a weapon. Still no indication on how long it will take to fully restore services as the city of Hamilton deals with a serious ransomware attack that caused disruptions which have lasted now for more than a week. But they are not alone. Canada's Financial Intelligence Agency says it was also hit by an attack. Known as FinTrack, the Financial Transactions and Reporting Analysis Center of Canada says they don't believe classified systems have been compromised. Experts say these types of attacks are practically inevitable and that changes in cybersecurity policies at several municipalities are already happening.
Cities and municipalities are doing now, though, is they're limiting access to records, maybe only the records that need to be used in the last year or two.
CHCH reached out to several municipalities who didn't want to reveal what they're doing to protect themselves, citing security issues. But the town of Lincoln confirms that last month, their security filter prevented over 22,000 spam and phishing attempts. Speaking of phishing,
pelicans. Mm-hmm. Those scary pelicans. Well, despite there being 20 games left in the season for the Raptors, with Scotty Barnes and Jakob Poeltl both out with hand injuries, the chance of the Raps going on a serious run for the playoffs, slim to none, and the New Orleans Pelicans hammered home that point.
Have their way with the Toronto Raptors, shooting close to 71%, as Sherman Hamilton had mentioned, and you have players like Ingram.
I've always said, how scary can a Pelican be? Well, they gave the Raptors nightmares last night. Brandon Ingram turned Jordan Wara inside out for that throwdown. And that was just the start. Hey, you're looking the wrong way, bud. An embarrassing effort by just giving the ball away here to Zion Williamson, who throws it down with authority to give New Orleans a huge lead. And now it even got worse. Zion would show off his high-flying abilities in the second half. The route was on. New Orleans beat the Raptors by 38 points a few weeks ago. They beat them by 41 last night, 139-98, which was the worst loss in the history of Scotiabank Arena.
Then back to Connor McDavid. Edmonton seeking victory.
Oh, what a finish for the Oilers in Boston last night and a busy night in the NHL. Connor McDavid sets up his buddy Leon Draisaitl for the OT winner, and Edmonton escapes with a 2-1 win, which was their fifth consecutive dub. The Oilers trailed late in the third, but Draisaitl would score the equalizer with just over a minute to go, assisted by, yeah, McDavid. The two hooked up for the winner as well. The Leafs arrive in Boston tomorrow after a home tilt with Buffalo tonight.
Harpen Bossett will join us in the second intermission to talk to us a little more about Brendan Gallagher.
Look out, it's in!
But score!
It's in!
Off the glass and in for David Savard! The game is tied!
How about that goal by David Savard of the Canadiens from center ice in Nashville? Coming off a goal that had just tied it, Savard just dumping the puck in. but it banked off a sanction in the glass. You'll see the best look, not this one, the one after this is the best look. It took a bounce off the glass into the net. UC Soros was going up behind the net to retrieve the puck. This is the best look at it. Easiest goal that he'll ever score. Look at the angle there. Crazy. Habs do win it in overtime, 4-3. Yeah, you can just smile there.
Taylor Heisey, this could win it. This would put Minnesota up two. Here comes Taylor. Got it! Over! Minnesota wins in a shootout.
Yeah, on the ice of Minnesota, first overall pick in the PWHL. Taylor Heisey returned from injury to score the OT winners. Minnesota has moved into top spots in the PW as they take down Ottawa 4-3. So Minnesota is tied with Montreal for a spot, although they have played two more games. Toronto sits in third, 3 points back. And we look ahead to the Gold Cup semifinal in the CONCACAF tonight when our ladies battle the second-ranked United States in San Diego. This after Kayla Sheridan made an all-world save in extra time in the quarterfinals. You might have missed it against Costa Rica on Saturday. Look at that save! That, you're not going to see anything better than that. The ladies would score soon after that to book their spot in the semi. So they've gone undefeated thus far, but have not played a quality opponent like the States. 10th-ranked Canada beat the U.S. in the Olympic semis in the 2021 Tokyo Games, but have lost two matches since.
Okay, 6:11 is the time on this Wednesday morning now. We're looking at pretty good conditions as far as the roads are concerned. We do have one problem, but nothing here at the 403 and Waterdown Road. Generally speaking, we're doing pretty well. I want to go to this camera. Now, I talked really nicely to our MTO traffic cameras. I said I would be your forever friend if you just show me the Yay! And it's showing me the Centennial Parkway camera. Now, this is the closest I can get because the Red Hill Creek camera isn't functioning this morning. What you're looking at way up at the top right-hand side of your screen is a lot of flashing lights. That is where the collision is. Coming down the Red Hill Valley Parkway on the ramp to the Toronto-bound QEW, we have a collision right there, and it's backing things up on the Red Hill Valley Parkway. But this is the best shot I can get you at the moment because, as I said, the Red Hill Creek camera is not working. So right at the very top of the screen. Otherwise, look at the showers. Look at the drizzle on the camera here at the 7th in St. Catharines. We flip ahead to the 403. Nothing east of Royal Windsor. Same thing. No problems at Etobicoke Creek. Temperature at the moment, we have just fallen a degree. We're now sitting at 6 degrees. We were 7. The drizzle pretty much coming to an end. That was early this morning. Relative humidity, though, is 100%. Light northeast winds, so 6 degrees right now, and we're going to climb today to 6 degrees. That's all we're going to hit. So what a mild day yesterday. Record breaker yesterday at 18.8. Today, an awful lot cooler. Cloudy skies, that drizzle, as I mentioned this morning. So what we're looking at is that frontal boundary that gave us the showers yesterday afternoon pushing away from us now. We have that northerly flow. So it's that northerly flow pulling in some cooler temperatures, and we're going to be in the single digits as far as highs are concerned. But still, that's above seasonal for this time of year. So even though we'll call it cooler, it's still going to be on the mild side, according to seasonal. So 6 to 8 degrees will be our temperature, 7 for Brantford, a little bit cooler for Mississauga, Milton as well. That drizzle, particularly this morning, and then a cloudy day. Tonight, some clouds, Niagara and the west end of Lake Ontario, but skies clear in other areas. So temperatures anywhere from -1 to 0 to 1. And then tomorrow, we'll get some sunshine back, and that'll help temperatures a bit, but still 6 for Hamilton, 9 other areas, even 11 for Mississauga, Toronto. So temperatures a little bit milder for the day tomorrow, and that sunshine comes back to us, which will be very nice. So stepping out the door, it is the 6th morning of March. We do have a cloudy sky, and when I say mild, that's way above seasonal for an overnight low for this time of March. We're at 6, and we'll look long range in a few minutes. Annette, Tim.
All right, thanks, Brian. Coming up after the break, a Canadian comedy staple is in rough shape this year. We'll tell you why there will be a lot less laughs in Montreal. $6.16. Here's some numbers for you. Canadian dollar is up 3 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.61 cents U.S. Gold down over $8, $21.33.40 an ounce. Crude oil up 66 cents, $78.81 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are up across the board in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were down today in Tokyo and Shanghai, but up in Hong Kong. In North American markets, the TSX was down just by 5 points. Much bigger losses, though, triple-digit losses on Wall Street.
All right, well, good morning to you. So glad you're here on this Wednesday. Let's go to Montreal because it just got a lot less funnier. The company that operates the Just for Last Comedy Festival says it's canceled this year's event as it seeks to avoid bankruptcy.
I got a belt on that's holding up my pants, and my pants have belt loops that hold up my belt. I don't know what's really happening down there. Who is the real hero?
That's comedy legend Mitch Hedberg. In the 2004 JFL Festival, in a news release, the company says it's seeking protection from creditors as it begins restructuring. The festival, known as the largest international comedy event of its kind, it began back in 1983 and has since become a major venue for up-and-coming comedians and big star comedians. The company plans to continue operations in what it says will be a scaled-down format. Just for Last has attributed its financial challenges to the pandemic, inflation, and a changing entertainment industry. It hopes the festival could return next year.
Another fitness company has run into financial trouble. Bowflex has filed for bankruptcy protection. The nearly 40-year-old company is best known for commercials that were a staple of late-night TV in the 1990s. Bowflex says a company based in Taiwan is going to get most of its assets for $37.5 million in cash. That financing deal would allow the company to keep operating. Bowflex blames its problems on the, quote, post-pandemic environment and persistent macroeconomic headwinds. Several makers of home-based fitness equipment have struggled after the pandemic. Last month, Peloton says its turnaround effort isn't going as planned. And the owner of Nordic Track, iFit, scrapped its plans to go public a couple of years ago.
Electricity Canada is warning that proposed legislation aimed at cracking down on cross-border tax avoidance could unintentionally hike power bills and natural gas rates in some provinces. So the advocacy group says if Canada tweaks the amount of interest from debt that multinational companies can deduct from their income taxes, some private utilities will face tens of millions in new taxes. Electricity Canada says limiting how much interest can be deducted leads to those costs being passed on to customers. Well, lawyers for Meta are asking a judge to dismiss a shareholder lawsuit. It was filed last year by several investment funds and claims that Meta's directors and senior executives have long been aware of rampant child exploitation and human trafficking on Facebook and Instagram, but have failed to address this issue. Meta lawyers say the lawsuit should be dismissed because the alleged conduct has not resulted in the company suffering any corporate trauma under Delaware law. The plaintiffs, they say Meta has already been impacted by media reports on the issue, including sharp drop in share prices, massive legal costs, and reputational harm.
Federal U.S. regulators are trying to trash what the White House calls junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has finalized regulations that cap most credit card late fees at $8. It's expected to save U.S. families more than $10 billion a year. For the more than 45 million people who are charged late fees every year, that works out to about $220 of savings. The chief policy officer at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, though, says this new rule wrongly punishes people who do pay their bills on time. Chamber also says it's going to soon file a lawsuit against the Protection Bureau.
So we've had record weather days, back-to-back days. Could we make it 3 days in a row?
Let's tell
you that after the break. Also, a couple of issues on the roads that he's going to share with us. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
All right, coming up on 624. Okay, we were able to get the Red Hill Valley Parkway camera here. This is the camera at the Red Hill Creek, and we're looking at the ramp. Complete closure of the ramp from the Red Hill Valley Parkway. We're coming down the escarpment, obviously. The ramp is closed going to the QEW Toronto bound. What's happened here from the OPP is that we have a live shot there. All right, if we have the... No, we don't. Oh, there. Okay, we have the picture of what happened here. OPP took the shot. We had a vehicle traveling the wrong way on the ramp, collided with another vehicle going the right way. OPP tell us that witnesses reported people running from this particular scene. So what we have is a complete closure of the ramp going to the Toronto-bound QEW from the Red Hill Valley Parkway. So that is the latest update on this particular crash. So you'll have to find a different way coming down the Red Hill Valley. Okay, so let's go to some MTO traffic cameras. That's the camera at the Red Hill. We'll flip ahead to this is the Toronto-bound QEW at the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. You can see as we continue on to Appleby Line, we'll flip ahead to Lorne Park. Nothing going on there. 403, even going through Mississauga west of 10, looks pretty good at the moment. Temperatures right now, we're 6 degrees in Hamilton, so way above a seasonal overnight low, which I'll show you in a second. 6 Grimsby in Mississauga, 7 for Toronto. So seasonals this time of year are 2 for a daytime high, minus 6 for an overnight low. That's where we figure we should be to start a day this time of year. And so we're at 6 degrees now. The record for today, 16.4, so we're going to be nowhere near setting a new record for the day today. And there's that little bit of drizzle that we've had this morning. So 6 degrees for the first bell, 6 degrees for after school. It's going to be a fairly cloudy day. Long-range forecast, plus 1 overnight tonight, so we stay actually above seasonal. Tomorrow, again, 6 degrees, but at least we'll have the sunshine for tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be a fairly cloudy day. We'll start off with some sun, and then increase in clouds for Friday and 8 degrees. Rain for Saturday, showers for Sunday, time change weekend, and then back to sunshine and milder Monday and Tuesday. That's your forecast. I'm at 10.
Okay, a pretty unexpected sight off the coast of Massachusetts. This is pretty cool.
So this is a gray whale, one that has not been seen in the Atlantic Ocean for more than 2 centuries. An aerial survey team from the New England Aquarium made the discovery last Friday, about 50 kilometers south of Nantucket. So these type of whales, they're often found in the North Pacific Ocean, but they pretty much vanished in the Atlantic by the 18th century. Aquarium officials say they've had 5 such sightings in the Atlantic and Mediterranean over the past 15 years. Now, gray whales, pretty easy to recognize because they don't have the dorsal fin, but they do have a dorsal hump with ridges. Whale Liliuya, that they found that. Mm-hmm. Everything will be all right.
I like that one. Okay. That's a good one.
It's a whale of a tail.
Whale of a tail, yep. Yep.
Anything?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm holding up this show today, I guess, huh?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Okay.